Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with State Representative Jared Klein of House District 78, speaking about the past legislative session. This is part two of a two-part interview. You can find part one of our conversation at KCIIradio.com. With the advancements that you have made with the cannabis oil here in the state, do you believe that you guys are putting down a foundation for the possibility of you guys becoming the next medical marijuana state in the near future?
No, I don't, because what we're talking about is cannabis oil, which is very, very limited THC. It can be smoked, but that's not the most common form. When you talk medical marijuana, it's different than cannabis oil. The cannabis oil, we have seen work. We know there's less potential to get, there's virtually no potential to get high off of it. Those are the things we're trying to do. When you talk about full-blown medical marijuana, I got some serious concerns when I look at other states and haven't communicated with those people in those other states, that their concerns somewhat mirror mine, and they're actually coming to fruition in other areas. I get very nervous when you talk about marijuana as a medicine and being made into what are called edibles, that those things end up in our schools very easily. We have found them locally. When we talk about the normalization of it to children, that grandma smokes it, well, it must be okay. Those are some things that really cause concern when you talk about medicinal marijuana in the aspect that other states, the way they look at it. What we're trying to do is address this as scientifically and medically and through the medical associations as we possibly can, while recognizing at the same time the science is not 100% on either side. But when I've seen it work and these kids turn around for what we already have, that helps me to just get a little bit more solidified, because I know, just like every other parent that is in this district, that gosh darn it, if our kids are sick and we can't get something for them, we're going to figure it out, and that's what we're going to do. And that's how I kind of look at this. If I was one of these parents, I'd be screaming to high heaven, we've tried everything else. Give us this opportunity. Let us have this chance. I'm hearing that, and at the same time, trying to weigh that against the potential pitfalls that go with medicinal marijuana as other states have established it. Because you talk to folks in Colorado, there are some significant things that are happening that they weren't prepared for.
You mentioned earlier on that you just concluded your sixth year there in the legislature, and I feel the longer that you're in there, the more that you learn about the governmental process. Your thoughts on what you learned this past year as far as working together along party lines and just about the political process?
Well, every year, when I think that I've hit my max, I find out there's more that I can do. I keep getting more things assigned. I figure out new ways to get things done, timing, internal bureaucracy. What you find actually is that if you don't have some folks that have been there for a few years that start to understand specifically the real bureaucracy of the state's government, quickly that bureaucracy can overcome you, because they know, because they're professionals, they can tweak and twist things that confuse people that have only been there a couple years. I remember I was one of those, that the bureaucracy can quickly overcome the knowledge of the legislative branch, that you've got to have some institutional knowledge there. And specifically when I look at some of the issues I've handled, which a lot of our drug issues, water quality, and a couple other ones, that having been in those fights over the years allows me to be in a better position to get legislation passed, because I can address all the angles that are brought up over a multi-year period on several of these topics, that institutional knowledge becomes quite useful to someone like me who doesn't really want to do anything other than represent my district in Des Moines, right? And having that knowledge gives me the ability to be a better legislator for everybody here in getting things done, getting through the bureaucracy, whether we're talking getting legislation passed or merely working through a problem within the government. I work with our congressman's office. We're talking about things in the post office and things like that. So having relationships all across helps to better serve the district.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with State Representative Jared Klein of House District 78 speaking about this last legislative session. This is part two of a two-part interview. You can find part one of our conversation at KCIIRadio.com. I'm Nate Garner with KCII News.